Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. And you're going to be glad you're with me because we got Barbara Welton back on the show for over 12 years, closer to 13 than to 12. Barbara has been a member of our Brain Trust. She's a original founding member of the Brain Trust. She is the producer of so many, the writer of so many books on small businesses, especially small business taxes. J.K. Lasher, Small Business Taxes 2011 is the brand new book, and we're going to get her to explain that to us just a little bit. She just recently received a very high honor from the New York Enterprise Report. Rob Levin's group gave her their top award for small business advocacy, and she just got that. We're so proud of her for that, and to Rob, too, for recognizing her. Barbara Welton, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim, and congratulations on your anniversary.
Thanks.
It's wonderful that you've been on the air so long.
How about that?
That's great. 13
years. Who would have thunk it, right?
Right.
Hey, Barbara, what's the most important thing right now that people need to be thinking about with regard to their taxes? Here we are, coming to the end of the year. What should be the first thing that people should be thinking about right now?
Well, I think that there's a feeling right now that because there's so much uncertainty in Congress about what's going to happen next year with taxes, what's going to happen with the extension of things that expired at the end of 2009, that they shouldn't do anything. And that's
yeah.
Absolutely wrong.
Right.
That there are still many things that can be done to minimize taxes for this year and to get you in a good position for next year.
So how do we do that? What's the first
thing? Well, one of the things you want to think about is setting up your retirement plan for 2010. If you want to have a 401k or other kind of retirement plan, you usually have to sign the paperwork by the end of this year, even though you have more time to put the money into the plan.
So now you said 2010.
Right.
It's not too late to set up a retirement plan for this year.
That is correct.
Okay.
So you really, basically, what I think the best strategy right now, meet with your tax advisor, your CPA, go over your numbers for the year and determine what your tax position is. Are you
right.
Looking at a loss? Are you looking at a gain? Where are you? And then you can really devise the best strategies for your situation.
Right. So, and you should base it on current tax law?
Sure. Yeah. Well, there are things that are certain. I mean, yeah, you have to keep things flexible because before the end of the year, we may even see new things. On Monday, I believe, is when Congress is – no, Tuesday, the 30th, is when they are set to start discussing the things that expired
right.
last year.
But we know
what
taxes
to do
aren't going to – we know taxes aren't going to go down.
That's for
so,
sure.
So what? The only issue is how much cash you're going to have, really, right? Because you're either going to have as much tax or more next of course that'll be for 2010, right? I mean 2011, right? That won't be for 2010. We know what 2010 is going to be, right?
Well, no, we really don't, because as I said, more than two dozen tax provisions expired at the end of 2009, including
right.
the research
R&D,
credit and
right.
other things.
So you're saying that they could actually, in their meetings between now and the end of the year, they could actually make those retroactive, they could reinstate them retroactive to earlier this year?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
What a, I remember, I remember now, over the earlier in the year, probably back in the spring too, you reminded us about these things. If they wind up reinstating those back to January 1, they don't need to be standing up and giving themselves a pat on the back, because that is one heck of a way to run a railroad. What are they?
It's outrageous.
It is
outrageous.
It's incompetence. You know what? It's either incompetence or it's malicious. It's one of the two.
Well, I think it's more of ignorance, that people don't understand that if you're in business, you have to plan. You don't just do things.
And they wonder why the economy, why you and I aren't out there saying, whoa, let me take all this advantage of all this growth opportunity. They wonder about that, and that's where the ignorance comes in and the incompetence.
That's what I think, that they just don't get it, that they don't understand.
Well, I hope after this last election they get it, Barbara, because I think we fired a shot across their bow, Republicans and Democrats, not just one party, folks. There's plenty of ignorance to go around in Washington D.C. Anyway, we got more to come after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasting Game. Barbara Weltman is here. We got more to learn from her. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.